Back, and we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
For Mets baseball, for the best in music, news, and sports, keep your dial set at 810, the smoothest sound around, WGY Schenectady.
Ralph Gander along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Shea Stadium. Two men away in the bottom half of the third, the Mets lead 3-0. One ball, one strike count on Jim Hickman with Ed Cranepool at first base. Now Larson sets again. He comes back to the plate, and the pitch is inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. And the next pitch is high and tight. Hickman moves away, and it's ball three. Three balls and one strike with Jesse Gunder on deck. Danny Coombs still throwing for Houston in their bullpen. Larson into the stretch position. Cranepool with a short lead. He does not go, and the pitch is taken in there for a called strike two. That fills the count at 3-2, and Hickman will be going on the next pitch. And also at first base, Ed Cranepool will be going. Cranepool goes, the pitch is fouled off as Hickman tries to get out of the way. It goes over the top of the screen and out of play. Pitch was outside the strike zone, and Jim was trying to stop his swing and also get out of the way at the same time. Cranepool back to first base. The count holds at 3-2. Cranepool not being held on by the first baseman, Walt Bond. And he goes. And it's ball four. Pitch is low, and Cranepool goes down to second base. Hickman gets first base free. And it brings up Jesse Gunder. Second walk issued by Don Larson. Jesse struck out his first time up. He was called out on the questionable pitch with Jim Hickman at first base. Now batting for the second time with a .283 batting mark. .3 score. The Mets have scored one run in the bottom half of the third here on top of the two in the first. And the first pitch to Gunder is ball one. One ball, no strikes. Cranepool leading off with a short lead at second base. Hickman about the same at first. And the 1-0 delivery, a let-up hit off the end of the bat, foul on the third base side, strike one. One ball and one strike. Gunder way out in front of the change of pace, heading the ball right off the end of the bat. The Giants scored four runs in the top of the fourth. They have taken the lead away from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they lead 6-4. Home run by Willie Mays with two men on, his 41st in that inning. Next pitch back to Gunner, line to center field. Hardy charging, and he drops the ball. Ball goes out through against the center field wall. Cranepool scoring from second base, Hickman from first base, and Gunner goes in the third. Ball retrieved against the center field wall by Joel Gaines. That was a line drive to center field. Earl Hardy charged into the ball, got it about knee high, and then lost it, and the ball went right on through and rolled out against the fence. It's a three-base error charged against Carroll Hardy in center field, and the Mets now lead 5-0. Eddie Cranepool scoring from second base, and Jim Hickman all the way from first. And that brings up Charlie Smith. Charlie grounded out to the pitcher his first time up, and he bounces the first pitch down the third. A good play in the tough half by Bob Aspermonte. He throws to first base, and that retires the side. And in the inning, the Mets score three runs on two hits. There was one error, one walk, and one man left on base. And the score at the end of three, the Mets 5, the Colt 45, nothing.
Try Smart Taste, the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong
and not too light.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
To the top of the fourth inning, and now to come to take you along the way on the play-by-play, here is Bob Murphy.
Okay, Ralph, thank you very much. In the fourth inning, Nellie Fox leads off against Jack Fisher. Nellie hitting at 266. Now Jack out of his windup, the pitch to Nellie, taken outside. One ball and no strikes. The Mets won the opening game 7-5. Lead in the nightcap 5-0. Houston now hitting in the fourth inning. 1-0 delivery, and Nellie lays off. It's a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. Nellie Fox the batter, and Nellie is taking all the way this time. He's trying to get on base, and the count goes to 2-1 as it breaks right in. Two-one delivery drives Nellie back from the plate, and the count goes to three balls and a strike. New York 5 runs, 4 hits. Houston no runs, 1 hit. Mets build up a 6-1 lead in the opening ball game, but Houston made quite a comeback. It's over a strike, 3-2. Houston got one in the seventh and three more in the eighth inning and threw a king-size scare into the Mets. Good relief job by Larry Benarth preserved the win, and the Mets picked up an insurance run in the last of the eighth inning. Now the 3-2 delivery. High pop-up into short left. McMillan goes out. In comes George Altman, and George has it. 1 away in the Houston fourth inning, and now the batter is the left fielder, Al Spangler. He fouled out to Jesse Gander for the third out in the opening inning. Spangler hitting at 245. He was the top hitter last year on the Houston ball club. Power and the RBI production this year has been handled by Bond and Aspermonte. Now it's taken inside and low, one ball and no strikes. Next pitch on the way. He runs up as if to bunt. Doesn't offer. It's inside and low. 2-0. Well, there were 5 home runs hit in Milwaukee's 10-9 win over Chicago in the first game today at Wrigley Field. Joe Torre has hit a 2-run homer in the first inning of the second game. I bet that wind is really blowing out in the Windy City today. Ball 3. Fisher behind on Spangler, 3-0. Braves got 3 runs off Bob Buell in the first inning. Pitch is over now to Spangler, and the count is 3-1. Reds and the Cardinals tied 1-1 at the end of one inning in the second game. St. Louis won the first game 3-2 with a run in the ninth. Inside and low, it's ball 4, and Spangler draws a walk. That's the first walk given up by Jack Fisher, and it brings up Walter Bond. Well, the Orioles have added three runs in the eighth inning. They now have moved out to a 6-1 lead over Kansas City at the end of eight innings. Wally Bunker, the sensational 19-year-old rookie right-hander from California, is trying for his 15th win against only four losses. Now Fisher has the runner. The pitch to Bond. Hammered down to first. Cranepool throws to second. One. McMillan back to Cranepool. Double play. .363 double play erases the side. The Mets turn the 141st double play of the year. They're still better than one a game. And the score at the end of three and a half innings, the New York Mets 5 and the Houston Colt 45s nothing. Now here's some cool music. Have a tall, cool rain go by.
Rheingold is as good to your taste
as it is to your thirst.
One more time.
Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Rheingold after Rheingold. Rheingold after Rheingold.
Danny Coombs in the ballgame now to take over the pitching for the Houston Colt 45s. Don Larson pitching the first three innings. Don allowed five runs, gave up four hits, he walked two, and he struck out two. He deserved a much better fate. First run scored by New York came in on a pass ball. The next two were driven in by Jim Hickman and George Altman, but the last two, the fourth and fifth runs, came in as the result of a hard-hit line drive that was misplayed in center field for an error by Carroll Hardy, and it enabled the last two runs to come in. So Don Larson, pitching without any luck over the first three innings, retires from the game with New York out in front 5-0. Roy McMillan leads off against the young left-hander. Now the windup, here's the pitch. Fastball taken high. One ball and no strikes. Danny Coombs came out of Seton Hall. He's been in the Army most of this season. Blazing fastball outside and low. Two balls and no strikes, and Danny throws hard. He's been in only five ball games. One none and lost one. And the pitch is low outside. It's ball three, 3-0. Danny is 22 years old. His home is Lincoln, Maine. Hard throwing left-hander who stands 6'4 and weighs 200. He's had actually just about one full year of professional baseball, and the fastball is outside, ball four. Roy McMillan walked on four pitches by Danny Coombs as he takes over the pitching. Year before last, or last year, I should say, at Modesto, Danny won 9 and lost 10. Year before last, he was at Durham briefly, won 1 and lost 2. Last year, his only full year in pro ball, he struck out 182 men in 135 innings. Fisher around a bunt, doesn't offer, it's too high. One ball and no strikes. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Well, Pete Rickard has run into trouble. Perhaps in the eighth inning. It's taken outside, another fastball, and the count goes to 2-0. Dodgers leading the Phils 3-1, going to the last of the eighth inning. Bob Miller was brought in by Walter Alston, and then Ron Paranofsky. Perhaps simply going percentage-wise, right-hander against right-hander, left-hander against left-hander. Philadelphia, with four in the eighth inning, won the first game from the Dodgers, 5-1 on a five-hitter by Dennis Bennett. Right here, the count is 2-0 on Jack Fisher. McMillan on first, nobody out. He's around a bunt. He takes it all away, and it's over for a strike, 2-1. Now the Phillies are out in the last of the eighth inning without scoring, and so that game will go to the ninth inning with Ron Paranofsky and Ed Roebuck pitching in relief, and the Dodgers in front 3-1. He turns around, bunts it, foul, back over the screen, no play. Even count now on Jack Fisher, 2-2. Jack hitting for the second time. He was struck out by Don Larson in the second inning. Now Danny Coombs off the stretch, the 2-2 delivery. Low and outside, ball three, and the string is out. If the Mets can sweep the doubleheader today, they can assure themselves of at least a split of the season series. They'll have a series against the Colt 45s in Houston. There goes the runner. Hit and run and a foul ball hit down the first baseline beyond Wes Westrum. So Roy McMillan, who was on his way, will have to return. Mets will play three night ball games against Houston in Houston 2 weeks from now. Now the 3-2 delivery. The runner holds, a swing and a miss. Strike three. Well, this time, Casey had Roy McMillan holding up, and it paid dividends. Fisher was struck out with a fastball thrown by Danny Coombs. Now Rod Kneale at the top of the order. Rod has flied to center and singled to left center. He came around to score in the third inning. Danny Coombs, a tall left-hander from Lincoln, Maine, and he throws hard. Pitch on the way, on the inside corner, strike one call. The White Sox lost their first game in Washington today. They may lose two. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's low inside, one ball and one strike. The White Sox have been shut out for seven innings by Dave Stenhouse in the second ballgame with Washington in front, 4-0. Washington won the first game on a five-hit shutout by Benny Daniels. They won 3-0. Meanwhile, the Yankees gained ground by winning their morning game from the Twins 5-4 in 11 innings. The 1-1 pitch. Ground ball hit through the hole. A base hit going to right field. McMillan around second, headed for third. Here's the peg by Gaines. It's cut off. Runners on first and third. Rob Kneale picking up his second hit, a ground single behind the runner into right field. Now left-hander against left-hander, Eddie Crane Bull batting against Dan Coombs. Base hit number five for the New York Mets. They have five runs on five hits and lead 5-0. Swing and a miss on a curve, strike one. Eddie singled to center and later scored in the third inning. Now Dan Coombs picks up his sign from battery mate John Hoffman. Houston infield looking for two. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. Joe Christopher is the on-deck batter, and then George Altman. 1-1 delivery. Just in there at the knees for a call strike. He really had the zip on that fastball. 1-2. The Giants are trying to sweep 2 from Pittsburgh on the slugging of Willie Mays this afternoon. Willie has hit a home run in each ballgame in the nightcap with 2 men on base. Claude Raymond on call now in the Houston bullpen. The 1-2 delivery. Fly ball in the air to right field. It may drop in, coming fast as the right fielder gains, and he makes the catch. The runners will hold at first and third. The ball in very shallow right field. Looked for a moment as though it might drop, but Gaines has a lot of running speed, and he was able to reach it. Now there are 2 away, runners at the corners. The hitter is Joe Christopher. Joe has reached on a walk and scored a run. Fouled out. Next time Joe scores a run, he'll tie the Mets club record of 69 year before last by Frank Thomas. Now Joe lashes the bat around, waits on Dan Coombs, and the pitch is a little off the outside corner. 1-0. After the Milwaukee series, the Mets hit the road, and when they return, they'll play their last 7 home games of the season. The Dodgers are out in the 9th inning. Now the Phils hit in the last of the 9th inning, trailing the Dodgers 3-1. Baranowski is on in relief. It's over a strike, 1-1. They've gone halfway in the second game in Pittsburgh. The Giants lead the Pirates 6-5 at the end of 4.5. Danny Murtaugh has had 4 pitchers in that game, and Alvin Dark now has 3. The 1-1 delivery hit on the ground hard, but right after second baseman Nellie Fox. He flips it across to the shortstop Casco, and they take the force play to retire the side. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 2 left on. Now at the end of 4, it's the Mets 5 runs, 5 hits and no errors. Houston, no runs, 1 hit and 1 error. Final homestand of the year for the New York Mets will get underway in the Cardinals series. This starts with a Tuesday night game on September 22nd. A Wednesday afternoon game closes out the 2-game series with St. Louis, and then Cincinnati will come in. The Reds will play the Mets 5 games over the weekend of September 25th, 26th, and 27th. The Reds relying on the slugging of Frank Robinson, Darren Johnson, Veda Penson, still feel they have a definite chance to overhaul the Phils. They'll be relying on the pitching of Joey Jay, Jim Maloney, Bob Perkey, John Soturis. And that could be a tremendous series for Cincinnati if they're still within striking distance when the Reds arrive in New York for a 5-game set over the weekend, a doubleheader Friday, Ladies' Day game Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. Bob Aspromonte will lead off against Jack Fisher as the game moves into the 5th inning. The Mets won the opening game 7-5. Alvin Jackson winning his 10th of the year. Al now has won 7 of his last 10 decisions. Ground ball off the bare arm of Jack Fisher. It'll be a base hit. Aspromonte is on, and let's see where that one nicked him. Jack threw up his bare hand, and it didn't seem to hit him on the hand, but more up on the forearm. Roy McMillan coming in to ask him where he was hit, and Jack points to a spot just above the wrist on the right forearm. Base hit by Aspromonte, the second hit given up by Jack Fisher. Right fielder Joe Gaines was struck out, his only time at bat in the second inning. Gaines hitting at 266. Check swing and a foul ball on the ground coming right straight back. Joe started the year with the Orioles, but the arrival of Sam Bowens as a top-notch major league ball player made it impossible for him to see any action. Washington got two more runs in the seventh inning. So Gil Hodges' Senators now lead the White Sox 6-0 at the end of seven innings. They won the first game 3-0 on a five-hitter by Benny Daniels. Outside, one ball and one strike. The Yankees won the morning game. They're playing a game in the morning and a game at night. The Orioles are playing two games in Kansas City. The Birds lead the first game 6-1 with the A's hitting in the last of the ninth. The 1-1 pitch. Fly ball hit deep to right. Joe Christopher has a long way to go running toward the line, and it lands foul by about a foot and bounces into the right field corner. That ball just missed being an extra base hit. And right here, while everybody is scampering back, we'll scamper around the air lanes. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
For Mets Baseball, for the best in music, news, and sports, keep your dial set at 810, the smoothest sound around, WGY Schenectady.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Houston at bat in the fifth inning. New York in front, 5-0. Aspermonte on first, nobody out. And the pitch a little low and outside, 2-2. Phillies and Dodgers will play tomorrow. They have a makeup game. They make up the controversial game, the controversial rainout that took place the last time the Dodgers were in Philadelphia. Hit hard down to third, taken by Charlie Smith. Over to second for one. Keneal to first. Safe at first base. It was close. So Kenny Burkhart is getting some umpiring help. He had to call a close one. Well, I was looking, listen. One out and one on. Now the hitter is Carroll Hardy. Now the first game is over in Kansas City. 19-year-old Wally Bunker all the way pitching a six-hitter. The Birds beat the A's 6-1. Orlando Pena was the loser. The only run off Wally Bunker was a home run by Nelson Matthews. For the Orioles, Bug Powell back in action, cracked his 32nd of the year. Carroll Hardy 0-1, fouled out to third, his only time up. Ground ball on the right side to his glove side is Keneal. The play goes to first in time. Ball was not hit sharply enough to give Rod a chance to try and take the lead runner, Joe Gaines, off the line. Now the hitter is John Hoffman. John has been up only five times all year long. John hitting left-handed. Breaking ball inside. He had him fooled, and he did break his wrist on it. It's a strike. Hoffman started after a big curve thrown by Fisher, then tried to hold up. Now Fisher eyes the runner at second base. Pitch to Hoffman, a swing and a miss on a curve that broke down around the ankles. Kalen Sisco will be Casey's choice to open the Milwaukee series against Henry Aaron and Rico Carty on Wednesday night with a day game on Thursday afternoon. Two-strike delivery, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. It was in the dirt. Picked up by Jesse. He throws to first. The side is out. He really made Hoffman look bad on three curveballs that were broke down low and inside. No runs. One hit. No errors, one left on. So we've come halfway in the nightcap of the Twin Bill. The Mets are trying for a sweep on the score at the end of 4.5. The Mets 5 and the Colt 45's nothing. Now here's music to quench your thirst by.
There's a lot of living being done. A lot of living and a lot of fun. Where two beer lovers meet along the Rhine Colt.
All along the Rheingold beat, people who like beer like Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst, because it's brewed extra dry.
So
go get where the living's being done, where the action is, and all the fun on the Rheingold side of the street. Along the Rheingold beat, Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst, cause it's fruit extra dry. Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Rheingold after Rheingold, Rheingold after.
Last of inning number five, George Altman hits against lefty Dan Coombs. And the Giants now have a chance to gain a full game on the top if they can sweep a doubleheader from Pittsburgh. The Dodgers won the nightcap from the Phillies 3-1. The winning pitcher was Pete Rickert, with Miller and Paradowski relieving in the last two innings. So the Phillies and the Dodgers have split their Labor Day doubleheader. The Giants won the first game 6-4. And lead the nightcap 6-5 at the end of five from Pittsburgh. Foul ball hit back toward the screen by Big George. This has been a real good doubleheader for George Altman. George in this game has singled to center and hit a sacrifice fly to deep right, driving in a run. Tall Danny Coombs out of Seton Hall lines and pitches a swing and a miss on a fastball pitched in tight. Danny starting his second inning of the game. Don Larson worked the first three. Now the two-strike pitch. Hit foul high and long down the left field line. This will wind up back toward the corner of the field box area. All told, about 10,000 of the field box seats, which are painted yellow, they are the ones on the movable track that move from their present position out toward left center and right center when the field is converted for football. Now Danny Coombs over the head, the two-strike pitch. Low and outside, one ball and two strikes. After the Thursday game with the Milwaukee Braves, Johnny McCarthy and his crew then will go to work in preparing the field here at Shea Stadium for the American Football League opener of the New York Jets next Saturday night here against the Denver Broncos. High fly hit the left center. It's carrying deep. Back goes Carroll Hardy near the wall. He makes the catch. Carroll Hardy all the way to the fence in left center, 396 feet out to pull in that long drive. One away and nobody on. Jim Hickman, the batter. Now Danny Coombs out of the windup, the pitch, drive in the air to center off Hickman's bat, waiting as Hardy, and he's got it. He moved only about three strides to his right, stood there, and caught it. Two outs and nobody on. On behalf of the brewers of Rheingold Extra Dry, Rheingold salesmen, distributors, and retailers, and everyone connected with Rheingold, we hope you're enjoying yourself on this wonderful Labor Day weekend wherever you are along the Rheingold beat. Foul ball off Gander's bat. Back toward the crowd, it'll be out of play. Dave Stenhouse got the White Sox out in the eighth inning, and now Gil Hodges' crew hitting in the last of the eighth inning, leading Chicago by a score of 6-0 as they try to sweep a doubleheader. One more inning for Dave Stenhouse, and it'd be a double shutout for Washington. Next pitch on the way, ground ball hit towards shortstop, comes up on a knee-high hop. Gasco fires across the diamond to Bond, and the side is out. Mets are up and three down in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. Now five complete. New York, five runs, five hits, no errors. Houston, no runs, two hits, one error. Well, the Mets enjoy a day off tomorrow. Then Galen Sisco will open the series against the Milwaukee Braves Wednesday night. The series, just a two-game series, so the final game of the series and the current homestand will be Thursday afternoon. Right now, the Braves have the number two and number three hitters in the National League, Enrico Cardi, their rookie left fielder, and their perennial all-star, Henry Aaron. Henry making a great late-season drive, trying to overhaul the Bucks' Roberto Clemente for the batting title. Henry has been Mr. Consistency of the National League. Every year, he drives in about 120 runs.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Ivan Morrell is coming up as a pinch hitter for Danny Coombs as we go to the sixth inning.
Morrell, number 28.
Ivan Morrell, Husky outfielder from Panama, right-hand batter, stepping in against Jack Fisher. He's hitting for Dan Coombs. Houston will have a new pitcher in the game in the last of the sixth inning. Fisher's wind up and pitch. Just a little bit low. One ball and no strikes. Now the pitch on the way. And it takes the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. Boy, that one really got away. Breaking ball by Fisher that hit the dirt way outside. Two balls and a strike. Claude Ramon, who relieved in the first game here today, is warming up, and he'll be coming on in the last of the sixth inning. Fastball down the middle, a strike. Count 2-2 on the pinch batter, Ivan Morrell. Eddie Casco on deck, and then Nelly Fox. 2-2 delivery. Curve is fouled, going down the right field line and over toward the field boxes. Paid crowd today of better than 22,000 for the Labor Day doubleheader between New York and Houston. The 2-2 pitch. And it's popped high in the air. Foul may or may not be playable. It won't. It's strapping into the crowd. Hit one of the empty field boxes and bounced right back on the field. Well, the fans hated to see that souvenir get away. Pitching 2-2. A swing and a miss. He got him on a curve. Morrell tried to hold up, but it broke beautifully over the outside corner. Five strikeouts for Jack Fisher. Eddie Casco leading off at the top of the order. Takes low outside. One ball and no strikes. Eddie has grounded out to second. Grounded out to third. Nothing for two. If the Mets can win and sweep the doubleheader, they would need only one win in the three games in Houston to nail down the season series. Now the pitch gets the outside corner, a good slider, and it's 1-1. One delivery. Fisher not wasting a moment between pitches. A little bit high and inside, 2-1. And Jack gets in that good groove and has that rhythm going the way he likes it. He likes to stay with it and work rather fast. Up 2-1, bunted foul back over the screen. It's 2-2. In 1960, the Orioles made a run on the Yankees in mid-September and were actually deadlocked with the Yankees on the 15th of September. The 2-2 delivery breaks outside as 3-2. They had a very young pitching staff. They were called the Baby Birds. Jack Fisher, Chuck Estrada, Mel Pappas, and Steve Barber, backed up by crafty veterans such as Hal Skinny Brown and Hoyt Wilhelm. Line drive into left field, a clean base hit. George Altman runs toward the line, picks it up, plays it back in, and Casco is on with a base hit to left. Well, that was the year that the Yankees swept the four-game series in mid-September, went on to win their last 15 straight. Nellie Fox has been up twice, rounded out to first, flat out to left. One out and one on. The pitch to Nellie is inside and low. One ball and no strikes. New York, five runs, five hits. Houston, no runs, three hits. We're in the sixth inning. Foul ball, back up against the screen. No play, it's 1-1. One delivery, line drive, foul down the left field line and over toward the field boxes. Nelly has just rounded out 16 full seasons. He's in his 17th year now. One-two delivery. Foul ball. He ripped that one. A hard grounder. Foul by about a foot. Nellie still able to produce a lot of base hits. He's third on the Houston club in total hits this year. Bob Aspermonte is the team leader with 136. Walter Bond, the runner-up, and then comes Nellie Fox. Pitching 1-2. Fly ball to right field. Joe Christopher just moves one stride and a stride in and takes it. Now two outs and one on. The batter is Spangler, batting third in the order. Al fouled out to Jesse Gander in the first inning, and then he drew a walk, but was erased in a double play in the fourth inning.